January 16th, regular meeting of the Bolton Finance Committee to order. It is 7:15, and I will just go briefly through who's who here. And we have in the room myself, Ross Alley, chair. We have Rhea Klein, who is a member of the committee from Board of Ed. We have Ashley Phelan from Board of Ed as a member of the committee. Bob Mora, who is a selectman member of the committee. And Amanda Gordon, who is a selectman member of the committee. And also Tyler Egner, who is a member, member at large for the committee. And we have one member absent, Chris. And then I will just also we have so I guess that's it. And online we have Jim Lorsch, who I believe is here representing the public, Jill Collins, our town financial officer, and Jim Rupert, who is our town administrator, not to mention Mary, who is our clerk. She's waving for those who can't see. And so first thing I'm going to ask for is actually do public. Yeah, let's have change of the order of the minutes, please. And so I'd like a motion to move the discussion with the fire chief up to item number two. Well, after public participation. So also, it'll be the new number three.
Also move, we move item 7D, discussion with fire service, up to from 7 to 3.
I'll second it.
Okay, any further discussion? All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So any abstentions, and that is me. I'm no longer a voting member of the committee. So please remind me if I somehow manage not to abstain in the future, because my vote doesn't count and shouldn't count. And there are no nays.
Well, technically, if you're not a voting member, you wouldn't even be listed as abstaining.
Well, whatever.
I'm just saying.
That's true. But so, just stop me if I vote.
For the record.
Stop me if I do make the mistake and vote. So then one other item that we need to add under new business now that we moved, that is we have to discuss a transfer of funds for the finance committee of $1,500 from one category to another, from payroll to office administration. So I would ask that we a motion to put the fund transfer under new business.
So move as item 7. That would be
the new
B. Item 7.
B. 8. B.
Oh, no, 7.
Because
7.
If the old one becomes 3, everything moves down one.
Oh, that's true. Thank you.
5.
Why, there's somebody here who knows math, and we're all on the finance committee. So do I have a second for that?
I'll second.
So seconded by Amanda. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passing
on anybody who was allowed to vote. So it was unanimous among voting members. And no nays. Nope. So let's go public participation. Anybody from the public, Mr. Lorsch, you have any comments you'd like to make? He's either not making any comments or struggling with the mute, so I will move on to our guest appearance here by Rachel Harrison, if she would like to introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel Harrison. I reside at 37 Castle Rock Lane, Bolton. We moved with my family here in late 2020 during COVID, and I've worked in the financial industry for over 17 years. And I'm interested in joining finance committee meetings to learn more about the town and how I can help.
And so she's here to observe. And if she wants to, we will, and guys here want to, we'll appoint her as a member. So right now she's here just, as a learning member of the public.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You can sit back.
Now you get...
I told you.
Those chairs are dangerous. No, don't run up.
The first thing.
I pose a motion for new chairs.
I have a new one.
The first thing I have to learn is how to navigate the chairs.
I mean, is there a lock?
No.
The surface is a little uneven.
Okay.
We call it town hall surfing.
Yeah.
So let's move on to our distinguished members of the fire department. So we have our fire chief, Bruce Dixon. And I know that the members of the finance committee had some questions regarding town finances and relationship of the town budget with our volunteer fire department budget. And I think, Ashley, you wanted to lead off.
Yeah, I'm happy to pick it up. So thank you so much for coming. Really appreciate, especially coming in person.
This is Matthew Kerr, I'm a deputy chief. Chip White, who's the president of the town for Bolton Fire Department Incorporated.
Excellent, thank you. So I'm relatively new to the Finance Committee, Board of Finance. Maybe I've spent about a year and a half. So I've been through maybe one or two audit cycles from the financial statement standpoint. And one thing that always stuck out to me was the auditor's opinion about consolidating the fire department in our financial statements. Mm-hmm. And we spent time as a committee, speculating as to the history and the background. So was hoping you could walk us through a bit of the background and kind of understanding why, based on the way the fire department is structured, why we don't consolidate, with the town, why, financials aren't shared so that we can consolidate, and wanted to just get your perspective, so we can kind of revisit that judgment, every year.
To your point, why the fire department finances or budget is not just by the auditor in the finance department, I yield to Jill Collins on that. Mm-hmm. Jill Collins is a finance officer, and she has all of our budget numbers, all of our requests for payments, purchase orders, etc. It's been through the fire department. I've been chief going on 12 years. All the finances for the monies between the fire department and the town of Bolton, two separate businesses, are all going right through Jill's office. So I'll yield to Jill on that.
I just want to maybe narrow it down where questions had come up.
Okay.
Have been more with the proficiency fund and how is that distributed. I think that's where some of the committee members who aren't familiar with that at all.
Okay.
Have just
two different questions.
Okay.
Yeah,
it is a different question. Okay. That's one that the auditor kind of is, he has used that to be a pain in the ass sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But that's his job, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the auditor's job.
I understand that. I know. And I do apologize to the auditor because he does a good job for the town. But anyhow, that has been an issue. And can you just explain just how it works? I mean, other than to begin with, the town has a set amount of money. It's transferred to the Bolton Fire Department, Inc.
Correct.
Right.
The business.
And then,
yeah.
Then take it from there. How's it distributed?
Okay. So, in a nutshell, that's distributed by the officers of the fire department, the corporation officers, president, vice president, treasurer, secretary, is a program that I help administer in the fire department, which acknowledges the firefighters for what they do for the fire department as far as response to emergency calls, and levels of training, certifications. Those funds are dispersed through a program that we've put together, discussed with the selectmen in the past, okay, in detail, January or February 21st, right? And in detail, explained out to it and how it works. We do not, will not account to the auditor or the town of Bolton, the funds and who the funds are distributed to, the tax forms we provide, et cetera, okay? It's all up and up. The gentleman acknowledged that in the February 21st meeting of the selectmen that the fire department has been handling this for years. 12 years I've been chief. I've been in the chief of the department for 20 years, and I've actually handled that part of it for about 18 years total for the fire department. Now, a member of the Board of Selectmen, Amanda Gordon right there, agrees with me. One of our proposals last year, I gave two proposals to the selectmen, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Warren, okay? Two proposals, one was for compensation and proficiency, and a second proposal to go into the budget was going to be for paid personnel. The selectmen suggested strongly we hold off on a paid personnel. Amanda and I both agree And if you'd like to hear it on a tape, I've got it right here. Yeah. No, very seriously, I'm not just showing smoke.
I'm waiting to hear what I agree
with.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for two because she's got that look on her face.
You and I agreed that it is my suggestion, along with the board, that the finance department handle the proficiency fund. I will provide the documentation for it. The finance department would issue the checks and the W-2s that we both agreed on tape. Okay. The finance department and the gentleman right there said, no, the fire department is going to handle the whole thing. And my comment at that point was what?
I don't remember, but I remember that being an option and it was vetoed.
We can play the tape. The option at that point, or my comment at that point was, if that's what the board of selectmen and the finance director want, the fire department will handle it. We'll go from there.
Can we ask? So, one, why wouldn't you be willing as Bolton Fire Department Inc. to give us an accounting of where the funds go? Why is the only option to have, because you have that, right? I mean, I know you have it. Why is the only option to have it flow through the town? Why is the only way we can make it transparent to the taxpayers who are ultimately paying for it to go through the town finance department? Or why is it the only option you have provided us with that is acceptable?
That is the only option.
Why?
You know, it's kind of like writing purchase orders, and I may be all wet on here, but when the highway department purchased sand, they tell you what street it goes onto. When the parks department buys paper for the town, do they tell you what departments it goes into? Okay. You're providing funds to the town, the Bolton Fire Department Incorporated, to distribute to the members, and trust me, the way he runs the organization, everything's right up on top. Okay.
But for a purchase of sand, I have an invoice and I have a check that went out to pay for it.
Okay.
At this point, I have a check that goes to the Bolton Fire Department, Inc. And no way to show who it went to, how it was distributed. So it could, I mean, it's not that we don't trust you, but a taxpayer could come and say, what was done with this money? And we have zero accounting for it. That's the problem.
Why don't I sit with the officers and we'll provide you a invoice for that with some details?
And that's all I think we've been asking for. If it says, like, I think that's all.
I don't like sand and paper, but I will get you an invoice for that.
Yeah. Is the proficiency fund fully used in a year, or are there ever remaining? Oh, it is. Okay. So that was part of the other thing I was trying to get my head around was.
And what kind of account does it go into?
It goes into a separate non-interest bearing. The amount does not change.
Okay. Because as part of the budgeting process, you know, one could ask, well, how do you know how much they need if you don't know how much they have? But if it's fully expended by the end of the year, I suppose it's always.
I run this as a business.
Okay.
Okay. It's not just a volunteer house where when he was in, they used to have beer and soda machine. Okay. Not the case anymore. I have officers. I don't appoint officers just.
And Mary's looking about should she report that or not.
It's a business.
I mean, I certainly agree with the model that you shared last year at the Board of Select meeting and the performance. Like that makes complete sense, and it seems to be doing what you had hoped it would be doing. And it's not a matter of trust or not wanting this money to go to the purpose that it's going to. It's a very, you know, important purpose. It's just making sure that we as the, you know, elected officials are making sure that the use of taxpayer dollars is as transparent as possible. Because we get a lot of questions all the time. Where is all this money going? Not specifically this fund, but other funds, right? And we need to be able to point to something to prove where it's going.
With a conversation like this, I'll work with you. Okay.
That's appreciated.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Moore?
I just want to, since when I was first selectman, we established this fund. It goes back. The history of it, it was simply a way of compensating the volunteers for their expenses. Nah, okay. It's sinuses. Nothing's going to happen. it was and it still is a method of compensating the firefighters for their time, their
insurance,
their gas, all those things that you see when you see a firefighter is a firefighter in uniform with a fire truck. You don't see the training that they have to go through, and that's what once a week, every week, and on top of the classes they have to go to for their training, on top of getting up at 2 a.m, going to a call, hanging around. When it's all said and done, when you look at the amount and the amount that's distributed, it's maybe what, $2.50 an hour that you might be compensated for what you put in. So it really was not obviously a true compensation that a paid individual was, but it was to help offset some of the expenses that firefighter has.
Mm-hmm.
And it still works that way.
It's actually with a new program we put in place, as I related to Selectman the other night, the numbers are increasing on calls.
Yeah.
It's paying off. It's working. Talk about time. I was on my way to Middletown, and I'm surprised I haven't had the question, especially last night, two nights ago. I was on my way to Middletown, Connecticut this morning at 7:30 to pick up your ET-134. It's back in service in the firehouse. We have a mechanical issue on that.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with a company down there. A lot of conversations. It's back in the firehouse.
That was a transmission issue.
Under warranty?
Transmission issue, yeah. Yep.
Under warranty, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever say business before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I even asked for extra warranty, so we'll see.
Yeah. And again, I want to... thank you, Chief Dixon, for coming here, because I know you've had this conversation with a number of other people, but typically with the selectmen and with our finance, with Jill and such, but there's members of the committee who they don't ever sit in on those conversations, say the members from the Board of Ed typically wouldn't be privy to those. Like, we don't see a lot of the meetings that they have. And the same thing, Tyler's, here represents a member of the public, and he doesn't get a chance to be privy to those discussions. So it's helpful to those, those people. So, I do appreciate that you have this conversation a number of times.
I've offered multiple times 24/7 to have the selectmen or members of the public come to the firehouse and get the fire asked for the kids. But Amanda took me up on that. She says, we're going to do that, but I got to finish the election first, then we got into the budget process. So
we'll find time.
We'll still make that happen. We got the nice helmet.
I've been in there.
Yes, Rhea.
I have the question. So I just have a question about, there are two different funds, the compensation and the proficiency, correct?
Yep, correct.
Okay. And the proficiency, you would send the invoices, is that correct? My understanding is that you'd send the invoices, but not the compensation, or is it the other way around?
No, back up a little bit. Forget the invoices in, okay? For the proficiency fund, the way it works right now, I submit a request for payment to the finance department for a total amount of the proficiency fund, which... And this is not 29, it's $30,000, Jill, and the selectmen. In fact, I've talked to the first selectman at the time.
Yeah, we bumped it up a little bit last year.
Pardon me?
I think we bumped up just a little bit last year, right? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, so I submit a request for payment through the finance department. The finance department issues me a check. We now draft a invoice for you to go along with that, to be put with the auditor going forward. That invoice, how would you like that?
Well, so it's less.
I'm still not clear with the auditor. Once we get to the audit, I might sit down with him and I might have some follow-up questions, because I think what he's stating in his opinion is that the whole fire department would have to be consolidated in our financials, not just the proficiency fund. So that's what I'm struggling with a little bit.
We can't do that because the fire department...
Yeah, that's why I also want to understand the structure.
501c3
yeah.
Right.
And a town organization.
Yeah, that has always been the issue. I couldn't understand why he can't get over that. Is they are two entities. We contract from them.
Yes, sir.
And how we contract is the way we've explained it right now.
And we also provide the meaning the taxpayers of the town provide the facilities and the equipment.
Insurance.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is because under the accounting guidance, it would say it's under common control. So you need to consolidate. And so therefore, our consolidated town financials are misstated. I don't think it means anything to anyone. So I think, but we just have to be comfortable as a committee that there is an adverse opinion in our financial statements that just doesn't.
Which we can agree with or disagree with.
Right.
the adverse condition I've heard for
right
a couple times
right
is because of the proficiency.
So it's solely related to the proficiency.
My question goes back to the selectmen. You want the invoice going forward for the next budget year?
Well, so when you say invoice, do you mean a request for money like you mentioned, no. or do you mean an accounting of how it's spent?
A receipt or an invoice for the money,
full amount.
Yes, sir.
So basically,
well, so what I'm asking for is an accounting of how it's spent.
It's like sand. Here's the invoice from Becker's for 100 tons of sand. Here's an invoice for the Bolton Fire Department for membership compensation. Compensation of insurance, vehicles, clothing, etc. Yep.
So,
and how? So, we're hearing. So, to go to the question or the point you made earlier is that it gets fully spent every year.
Yes, ma'am.
How do I prove that?
You don't can take my word for it.
Yeah, but that's not from a. I get that. I get yeah. that. But, like, from a transparency accounting perspective, the trust doesn't come into dollars and cents on a page. Like, that's where, you know, my concern lies.
But yeah. How much has it ranged over the past couple of years?
It's 30,000
range. Okay.
30,000 this year.
19, I mean, it's not, in the grand scheme of things, it's not right. a ton of money.
I'm just
but...
trying to, yeah, level set.
So okay. you do have a treasurer.
Yes, we do.
The treasurer can attest to that.
I'm trying. President of the corporation, that's what I brought him into.
Or the president. Either one of the corporation can attest to the fact that these number, money these amounts are
but
all.
Is there any, I mean, I'm just trying to understand why we can't, so to the you know, the option one, right? Yeah. Option one sheet that we got last year that said the proposal for how it's spent. Why can't we get a similar document that says firefighter one got 500, firefighter two, not names. Maybe you don't want to share names. That makes sense.
I won't know that until July or June 30th of every year.
Right. And that's fine.
And I asked for the money in August or July or August.
Right. So, like, think of it as like a grant to your agency, right? So, I'm a nonprofit, right? I get money from sometimes municipalities. And when I've spent the funds, I provide an accounting of how it's spent. That's what we're asking for. It doesn't matter if it's after the fiscal year, it's whenever you spend it. And if it's a matter of keeping your fire folks, volunteers anonymous, that makes sense to me, providing a code, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and how that money is spent totaling up to the total. That's all we need to show that the money was provided. It was all spent down. It went to these 32 people, you know, like that's all we're asking for.
Or into these categories, if not people. Just
well, I think they're stipended to two people.
Well, wait a minute. We aren't asking for that.
Right.
I'm not asking for that.
Well, I am.
Thank you. You are asking
for I am
that.
Asking for that.
So what,
from a transparency
what,
perspective.
What, thank you.
Yeah.
What would be a simple, you have X amount of dollars, it was distributed amongst the X number of firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. You don't have to say who
yeah.
or how much
and
each person got.
And it went for this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah. And these are the reasons, and this is what it's used for. You know, it's compensation for all those things that we discussed today. That's the basis, and that no one has to be identified. 32 person error.
And
we
don't
28, 26, 32.
You're also not asking for a lot of additional work from staff that's not paid.
Right.
Paid
yeah, we don't
to
want it to be.
Give you a total number of how many firefighters receive money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Down average hour.
Yep. And you know, and what it was used for that number of firefighters, well, equipment training, whatever, reimbursements of mileage, you know, just you know the general categories that it went to for those individuals as a lump.
And that's a.
I mean, I'd be interested in Ashley's opinion because you have more of an accounting, like a true accounting knowledge than.
Right. Well, that's what's right. I still don't think it's gonna meet what he wants, but at the same time, so it's if I were to. Cap the amount. It's the proficiency fund, which is around 30,000, and then there's some annual contributions made towards service award programs. Is that a second
That's all,
component?
That is all being noted in Jill's paperwork that she provides.
Sure, but is that a second component to the proficiency fund? It's or is it the same thing? Two different things. Okay, so now we're up to 50. Maybe, and then on top. No.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think you misunderstood.
Yeah.
There was nothing added to the fund. It is distributed using the criteria of what certifications a firefighter has, and also how many calls they go to. Calls, drills.
But that's the proficiency fund.
That's all encompassed, period. All encompassed in the proficiency fund.
Any other money comes through the finance department. The only money that gets given to the fire department.
Oh, fully understood. I'm just trying to quantify in a year what the different components are that go to the fire department.
So what's the services award program?
Oh, is that the retirement?
Is that the retirement thing?
There's a retirement.
Yeah,
okay.
That goes through a third party, right?
I'm going to ask Mr. Rupert to identify that.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have all the components.
Yep.
And then, you know, at some point there's a little bit of materiality that.
That's 100% through the administration and the Jules department in there. That's all accounted for. Yep.
Well, wait a minute. We just send a check out to a third party. We don't have any individuals or any, there's nothing other than we send a check out. So well, I don't know how it's sent after that.
What do you get back from the third party for a receipt for that?
Pardon?
What do you get back from the third party for a receipt for that to identify what the money was used for?
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you.
Well, and that's why it's on the finding, I think.
Yeah,
there's no difference,
but it's still like a vendor.
It is a vendor.
The fire department's a vendor.
Yeah, well, and the retirement fund is through that vendor, and it's the specific qualifications.
Yeah,
and you can receive it. I don't know, forget what's the year.
65.
It's 65. Yes,
years of service.
Yeah, and then years of service. And
that's about 19,000.
But it's not like Gwen brought up last year for the tax abatement. There's no tax abatement.
Right. So there's those two components, and then other things that might come through CAPA, like capital purchases that the town might fund.
Well, that's all true.
That's all right. So that's three buckets.
That's all visible.
Okay. I'm just trying to get my arms around finding that he has on that.
He doesn't want to come back again.
Happy to come back.
He's got somebody out there. He's got somebody else. Somebody else. He's waiting for somebody to make a call so these guys can leave.
No, we're not doing scrutineering. My wife's not going to make a call.
I'm just wondering. You're trying to arrange a trip to Chile, remember? Chile, I should say.
Hey, Ross.
Yes, questions.
Yeah. Just one more question, I think, for me.
Did that answer your question, Rita?
Yeah.
You're all alone.
I'm now getting an idea of all these funds. And the other one is the compensation plan. Is that part of the money that goes into the 501?
No. Compensation
that's
is for the
part
officers.
Of the proficiency?
That's for the officers. No, it's two different subjects.
Okay.
I get a stipend from the town. I pay this gentleman. I suggest this gentleman's paid a stipend as deputy chief.
Okay.
I have lieutenants. I'm soon to have captains. I've got the engineers. Mm-hmm. They all get stipends. That's in the compensation.
Okay.
The payroll. It comes under payroll in a line item.
And you get W-2s through the town.
Pardon me?
You guys get W-2s through the town
yes,
for that.
Do.
Yeah.
Yes,
so that's all.
So what is the money that goes to the 501(c)(3). I never do nothing like that.
All right. The proficiency fund.
Oh, that's the proficiency.
That's the $30,000 the lady was speaking about.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. And last question. So do you get audited? Because I'm thinking.
All of our books are our auditors right now, if you'd like to know.
Exactly. No, I'm just thinking maybe the easiest way is at the end of the year. Can your auditor just attest that, it's been fully spent?
Not gonna happen. That's easier than going through. We'll give you a receipt from the president of the corporation signed by the treasurer of what happened as combined these two conversations, Bob and me. Yep.
He can't just give you a statement that says yes, it's been spent. Like an attestation.
I'll look into it, I think we're gonna stick with
the easiest way to just kind of close the loop.
Just one thing, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Just under full disclosure, that I am a recipient of the retirement fund.
Yeah.
For 50 years, I get $150 a month. Yeah. Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Materiality.
Yeah. Is Bolton Fire Department Inc. big enough? Do you have to file a 990 or no?
Yes.
You do.
I'm more sure it's 990 deposit, but I believe it is.
Yeah, so that's our treasurer. Publicly available information.
Yep.
I've tried to find.
That's really helpful. I now think I have my answers to another stage. So thank you. Appreciate it.
You wish that this sounds like fun.
We're a fun group.
Yes. You are welcome to stay as members of the public.
I'm glad you asked.
Gave you a chance to get out early.
Instead of keeping it back to work, question.
Appreciate it.
All right. And again, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
No.
All right, let's move on to our next item on the agenda, which is the approval of the minutes for our regular meeting of December 19th, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I move we accept the minutes as presented.
So we have a motion from Robert Mora to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second.
A second from Amanda. Any further discussion? Amanda.
Yeah, so under 4B, it says that I expressed concerns with engineering costs. I would frame it as more I asked questions about our engineering costs.
How far down are we?
4B.
I know, where? 4B.
Oh, the middle? It says A, Gordon.
Okay, thank you. Expressed concern.
Yes. So I was asking questions about how we determine, you know, or how much we've spent for it, and have we ever considered, what did I ask? Now I've lost my train of thought. Have we ever considered, as opposed to doing it as like a contract, hiring our own engineer? And so it wasn't necessarily concerns. It was more just questions,
yeah.
Which I feel like are two different things, right? I'm not concerned, just inquiring.
So what word are you suggesting it be?
A. Gordon asked questions about the engineering costs.
That works.
And then while we were on that same paragraph, it has R. Lally asked about the bid for the greenhouse demolition. And Jim replied to that the greenhouse had already been demolished and was not part of the current ARPA grant, you know, that was being, you know, money that was being, you know, used for the demolition of the town hall, you know, not the town hall, the old school building. So I'd just like to clarify that, you know, if we could just say that I asked about, you know, was the greenhouse demolition included in the current grant application? And the answer to that, I believe, is no.
Right.
And then regarding then the rest of it is fine as is. The bids have been reviewed and, you know, received or being reviewed for demolition of the old school building. Any other questions, comments?
We adopt the minutes as amended.
I'm not seeing any other questions or comments, so I guess Mr. Mora wants to adjust his motion to reflect that we adopt the minutes as amended.
I will second the amendment.
Second the amendment. So then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstentions? Nays. It is passed by all voting members present. So now we can move on to the election of officers. I had thought we had accomplished this last December, but we did not. We appointed Tyler and we accepted the resignation for Mr. Monroe. So we need to have basically somebody elected as the chair, and we'll do two things, a chair and a vice chair.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to nominate the chair to be the chair.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Ashley. Any discussion?
I have a question.
What?
Yeah. So how does that work? Because you're not going to be voting, or are you going to be voting?
I'm not a voting member. I'm allowed to by the charter to remain as the chair, even though I am elected as the registrar and draw a stipend, you know, it's an hourly whenever I work, but I not as an elected official who is paid by the town allowed to vote.
On financial matters.
And so I'm just keeping it clean by mentioning that up front and not voting on
anything.
So how does that work in terms of board membership? We effectively become a 6-member board? In terms of voting members?
You have 6 voting members, but...
Mm-hmm.
And we ran this by the attorneys. They're cool with that.
I asked for it to be, and I have not heard whether it was or not.
Okay.
Let me say that my reason, I actually asked the chair if he would be willing to stay on, just because I believe he's done a good job. And
he desperately wants to escape, though.
And has
mind.
Additional, and has the knowledge that he brought forth, which I think it allows some of our newer members to kind of get up to where we are. The rest of us are appointed. So every 2 years, we're either gone or maybe been reappointed or not.
Yeah.
Where these, the 3 positions here, they're 4-year positions. They're elected. And I think it's a different thing. Yeah. It's important that we maintain the structure that the folks that changed our charter had in mind. So I think the chair and vice chair should come from those 3. So with that.
Yeah, and just about the fact of, I am just sort of, kidding about desperately wanting to get out of here. Part of it is really, this is not a busy election year, but if it's a big election year, I just don't have the time to do it. And they usually correspond with our budget cycle. A lot of the, half of the elections, if we have primaries and presidential preference like we did last year, it's very hard to do both jobs adequately, and I'll have much more responsibilities as the registrar. So that's one reason I don't want to get out of it, because of the people or the work. It's really just, I want someone here who can, devote their full energies to it. And the other part is, I don't own this job. I have 2 other jobs with the town. And I think at a certain point, it's just not good to have that many different committee head chairmanships sitting with one person. So there's a number of reasons that, have nothing to do with this group or the importance of it. That's just, my take on it. And I would like to see more younger people, newer people taking, a chance at, helping out. And if I stay, that's another reason they can't do it, because I'm still here. So there's a number of reasons that I think the change will be good for all the way around, but I don't want to do it in the middle of a budget cycle like this.
So would you just explain to me, because I don't know, and I probably should know the answer to this, but who can be the chair?
The chair technically could be anybody, but when we talked about it, when we had our first meeting under this new structure, the consensus among all the members were that the chair and vice chair should come from the 3 people elected at large from the public, as opposed to having somebody who has a direct financial interest in outcomes, say from Board of Education or from Board of Selectmen.
Okay, so you wouldn't have, okay.
That was part of the reasoning, if I recall correctly, that we wanted that way, just, not only from appearances, but it just is the right thing to do from, for the public.
Right. I would say that, yes, we want you, you've done a great job from a intent behind having a member at large who's non-voting kind of defeats the purpose of having 3 members at large who can basically override either of the boards, right? And so to have you here but not voting is not ideal. Let's just put it.
Oh, it is.
Right, let's put it that way. So I think our overall goal needs to be to find a replacement, which I think you were saying as well, for a variety of reasons.
And which is why we have Rachel here, and also it's why we have Tyler. So I'm fine with having this conversation. It doesn't hurt my feelings because you're just saying a lot of the things that I feel myself.
Yeah.
It's not an ideal circumstance, but the other choice is we pick one of the foxes to put in the hen house, so to speak.
Right.
Or we stick somebody new like Tyler or Rachel with this, and it's not fair to either them or to the committee because we don't really know them yet and they don't really know us. So it's not a fair position to have somebody new. So right now that's why we have Tyler, and that's why we have Rachel here, who is interested in learning more and hopefully not getting scared away by all of them. But again, this is a typical meeting, Rachel, there's no difference from others if you want, but you can go back and listen to the recordings, but we just talk about anything.
That's on the agenda.
That's on the agenda. Well, we actually can diverge a little. For a regular meeting, we can diverge slightly, add stuff, but we can, remove it, but we can't do so with a special meeting. So any other question? Like I said, this is all fine.
Are we looking for another person to? How do we replace? If you were to leave,
if I were to leave, you would have Chris, who has not been here much lately, and then we have Tyler, and then we have whoever.
And in theory, we can be elected
because that's not ideal either.
But
I agree.
It's a difficult situation when you're working in a small town like this, and
and the board's just 7 members. It's a lot of members.
It's a lot of members.
Yeah,
and they all have other a lot of them have other positions. Besides having a real job that pays them, as opposed to giving of their time, and taking time away from family and whatever to do this.
One of the smallest minorities around are volunteers.
Yep.
Who are willing to do this, period. That's just what it is. And quite frankly, I'm thrilled that we actually had new people truly interested enough and actually qualified to come on the board. So I think we're in a good position. And with that, I move the question, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so then I will ask all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, say aye, sure. And so it looks like it's unanimous by all voting members who are present. And I need a nomination for a vice chair, because that used to be Mr. Monroe, but he is long gone.
I'd like to make Tyler as the vice chair. And sorry, my voice is really going, but
he's just choked up with emotion. Having, make this nomination.
As the older one, probably nominating the youngest guy here. Yeah.
Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Do we have any further discussion? Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Then the motion passes unanimously by those members present. Okay, thank you all. Appreciate that. And again, good discussion. So let's go on to the elected official and town and staff reports. So if we have a Board of Education update, I know that Kristen couldn't make it tonight. So
sure.
Who would like to make it?
Ashley's here.
Good of a job as Kristen would. Andy, correct me where I'm wrong. So we're forecasting. What's
it? Ashley, do you want me to bring it up?
Yes, oh, please.
Yes, please.
If you do, thank Jill, you. That would be great, because then that way anybody who's listening in can see it as well.
We get the last few years. Very good. This is an action.
Project full expenditure at this time is too early in the year, too. Yeah, I can do it pretty good.
Yeah, maybe you got it.
Yeah, but you just have to not mumble quite as much, because I don't know if Mary got it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wait for it to come off.
All right. Okay, take it away.
So as Andy was saying, we are forecasting full expenditure. We're 39% expended right now, which is consistent with the prior year. But we are always monitoring the special education landscape. There could be outplacements, at any time, so that could drastically change it. The excess cost grant is one that we are monitoring. I forget exactly what she said. I think February is maybe when the next payment is made, but obviously that is an estimate that we always continue to watch.
That's the first payment in February.
Okay. I skipped over the transfers. There are a very small amount of transfers, I think, for, you know, basketballs and stuff like that. So nothing really to call attention to there. One of the things that we did talk about during our finance session was the increase in energy costs that we have been experiencing. So certainly expecting for the upcoming budget cycle that the energy cost budget will probably skyrocket.
And when you say energy, gasoline, electricity, gas, what?
Electricity.
Oil, what?
No, that's all. Okay.
It's electricity or the gas, probably not.
Diesel for buses, electricity.
Electricity is a huge one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Natural gas.
Okay.
It's the consumption and the rates that she heavily pointed to. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she mentioned something about entering into a new contract for that, so.
The diesel, do you buy that in bulk at the beginning of the year, or how do you do that?
It's on the contract.
I can answer those questions if you like, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, sure, Jim.
So we did lock in a new contract. We went through the Capital Region Council of Governments. We went out to bid for electric. So I believe our rate is a little over 9 cents a kilowatt for the next 3 years. And we do, again, through the Capital Region Council of Governments, we go out to bid for gasoline and diesel. We just locked in our gasoline costs at $2 and roughly $2.45 a gallon. The diesel contract runs concurrent with the fiscal year. So that will be upcoming. And those are the electricity contract is a 3-year contract. It might be five, but the gas and diesel are based on the previous year's usage. Gasoline, we just locked in 10,000 gallons at $2.45 a gallon, and diesel is, we use quite a bit more diesel because of the school buses and the town trucks, but that contract will be up for renewal, and I think we start that process in February.
Question on the fuel, other storage tanks that they fill up regularly.
Yes, we have a storage tank at the town garage.
Gotcha.
Or both.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a convault split tank, so half of it is for gasoline, half is for diesel.
And all of the projected givebacks or under expenditures are as a result of not filling vacant positions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
we have paraprofessionals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all staff related.
Yeah.
Okay. The other items, the heating, you know, issues at the school are just something that continues to be monitored.
Which issues? I'm sorry.
The heating.
Okay.
You know, HVAC and stuff at the school. So.
And you guys had to make a decent transfer to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 18,000.
Right. Yeah.
So, the waiver. Nope.
USA Mechanical, that's constantly in there. Right.
Yes. I don't know. I guess they've been poking around a lot. Just other actuators that they're finding that are failing, but apparently they've been there quite a lot. And the heat, you know, despite being in the building all day, they can't seem to regulate the heat on the second floor. So I don't feel very well informed about this, but I've been more curious lately because it seems like it's failing worse. So that's a
question. Something about an old system and a new system not talking to each other.
Yeah, and the fact that we weren't able to maybe replace it all at once.
Exactly. John met with us. I had to use the word Kappa, but Kappa we had the Kappa meeting, and he mentioned that, and the issue of trying to match up the new technology versus the older, and it just doesn't work. And you're having to continually replace. And so the only way to do it is to modernize the old portion. And I guess that's in the capital budget.
Yeah, we had been sort of planning on doing a piecemeal, but
right. You can't.
We've already made the transition.
So now you're trying to limp through the winter.
Yes.
So maybe a learning item, you know, you know, as we grow, sometimes it's just better to do it up front, very costly for something like that. But
I did ask them if there is a HVAC upgrade in the near future, if our new systems are going to be able to communicate, and she said yes. So we are keeping an eye on that. I'm going to have to start from scratch.
No other finance updates. I would say we are actively in process with our new superintendent search, which is going really well so far. We had a lot of applications.
Oh, good.
So, okay. Yeah, we're lucky in the middle of that process right now.
Any other questions on Board of Ed? Not seeing any hands raised online or in the room. We can move on to town update. So, Jim, I don't know whether you and or Jill.
We'll do it in concert.
Okay.
You want
to go ahead? Start? I'm trying to find the page. So go ahead, Jill.
So our current taxes are at our 103.15%, but we still haven't done that final adjustment for the taxes that are going to be part of next year's tax revenues, I should say. So we're waiting until supplemental taxes are due and that's over, because we're finding that people are asking for that, thought they were going to just have their taxes credited to next year, are now asking for their that credit to go towards their supplemental. So once the supplemental is over, everything's due and it's over, then we'll do our final adjustment to take that number out of current revenue and put it into the liability account, so we'll have it for next year. So this is still a number that's going to change for current property taxes. And motor vehicles at 97.46. We have, even though we haven't as of December 31st, but we have started to receive quite a bit of supplemental motor vehicles taxes, and that will show in next month. And then we're at prior years at 85.06%, and interest and fees are at 71.24. Any questions?
Nope, I'm not seeing any here.
And these are the other revenues, which there's nothing out of the ordinary right now. Everything's going pretty much what we expected. I don't know if anybody has any questions about those.
Can you remind me what's included in miscellaneous revenue, Jill?
That's like if we sell a truck or just little things here and there, some recycling money will come in. It's or if we get some money back, a refund from KERMA or taxes, that'll go into there. I mean, I'm sorry, our insurance, not taxes. Our insurance.
Yep.
That goes in there.
And we did get a refund from KERMA this year. So
yeah.
I believe.
I think that's accurate.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You're correct.
I'm not seeing any other questions.
You want me to keep going, Jim?
I mean, I can talk about this one a little bit. This is our spending for the year, and we are really, really where we expect to be. I will say that I did ask Jill's department yesterday, and I got it today, for a full budget summary for every department that I will start looking at with, you know, some discerning eyes, so we can make sure that we keep spending on track. Again, you probably remember that this time last year, we started, you know, being very concerned about waste collection. And, you know, right now we are really about where we think we should be. So, you know, we had to calculate that based on tonnage and rates. And I think we're going to be pretty good there this year. I don't think we're going to have any concerns. Is there anything here that, you know, jumps out to anybody on the board that would like to ask a question? All right. I think we can go to the next slide, Jill.
There's transfers.
So the two transfers, you know, one was for covering the supplies for really it was for the postage for sending out the letters and the refunds, and then the Inland Wetlands Commission purchased some books for educational purposes for their committee members, and a transfer was needed because that line item just didn't have enough in it. Any questions on the transfers?
Not seeing any questions.
And I think this, you know, this report kind of speaks for itself. You know, I think you all predicted that, you know, those numbers would go down a little bit as we spend some of the money that we have. We might see a slight change with, you know, the revenues from the supplemental bills coming in, but I don't expect it'll be significant.
Is our interest rate still the same?
I think they did drop it recently, just a little bit. Is that correct, Joe?
No, they are going to though.
So they warned us it was probably going to happen.
Yes.
But it hasn't.
And our fund balance is going down, so it will be less next month.
Yeah, so this is really just because of dropping the amount of monies in the general fund.
Correct.
That the actual amount received is going down.
Is it 4% right now, Joe?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's 1.1.
It didn't change.
I think it was just a hair over 4.
Could we?
It's 4.
What the rate was for the period onto this table.
That's a good idea.
Just a good question. Where's the Tyler again?
Can we add in just the end column here on this just what the rate was for that period?
So that's like. Tyler was pointing at the far right hand corner.
It hasn't changed.
On the line
that... It's still the same. It's 4% on anything over the 5 million.
Yeah. They
it has
they
not
set
changed
up
yet.
A fixed rate until notify us if they're going to modify it. And then it holds that rate until.
It's not like one rate, it's only a float.
No.
A contracted interest rate.
Gotcha. Right.
But it was
so what your bigger concern is not necessarily the rate, but the amount at which they apply that rate, which is this report.
Yeah.
That which is this one.
Based on we had anticipated 500,000, I think. Right?
Yes, that
would seem to be pretty much on track.
Any questions on the month-end balances on the general fund?
The month-end balance, the December one, right, includes most of the, it's after most of the tax payouts went out, right?
It doesn't show the date, so it probably isn't.
No, it's not because those checks were the last large batch was dated December 31st, but had not hit the bank yet. So that does not, no.
But the last large batch was only like 61,000, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I offhand, I don't know, but.
As long as the first big chunk is out of here, yes. I think we're.
Yeah, that is.
We're good.
600,000.
Hmm?
600?
Total?
1,000.
It was, the first chunk. One was over 6. Yeah, 601.
The first one was over 600,000.
But yeah, so
there was three in December.
Okay.
Right.
So we're looking at about 15 million right now in the bank. So it's going down. It's what happens.
Right.
It's what we anticipate to happen.
Correct. Yep. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions for town staff?
And Jill, the cutoff amount for the keeping that higher interest rate is what, 7 million?
Five. That it's 5 million, then anything over 5 million gets interest based on daily balance.
So we lose the interest completely if we drop below an average daily balance of 5, or does it go to a lower rate?
No, it will. We will have no interest, and we will probably be charged fees.
Right.
The idea behind that is that, you know, that the interest on that 5 million is what covers the services that they, you know, pay for on our behalf. You know, like the armored truck that comes and picks up our deposits.
Correct.
There's an explanation of it somewhere in the historical records.
What? Question?
The structure of the agreement with the bank. We have it somewhere.
Yes.
I think Jill said yes. Okay.
I believe Jill shared that with you last year.
Chelsea did also. When they came in, they shared it with the Board of Selectmen. Also, the last time we met with them, they shared all of and told and spoke on all of the services that are provided.
Correct.
Any other under town update? That's the end of it. Looks like
yes,
we're at the end
yes,
of
it. Is. Yes, yes. Okay.
So any other questions? All right, then we can go on to ongoing business item 6 on our agenda. And one is communications. I should say A, not one.
Well, I forgot to log in so that I could share my screen, but I do have a proposed flyer to be distributed to people for the budget calendar. I can pass my laptop around. I'm waiting for, we have to, oh, I didn't see them.
What?
The proposed budget calendar. It's not in our packet. Does anybody have it?
No. Well, I guess we'll talk about it.
Oh, well, I was hoping we would be solidifying our budget calendar so I could add that to my pretty flyer. Because right now it's a whole bunch of TBDs. So hopefully we can solidify that somehow. But I'll share this around. We had, and by we, I mean me and the subcommittee, the communications subcommittee, wanted to do more in terms of communicating with the public. And so part of that is making sure that the schedule that relates to the budget gets shared with the public so that they know what meetings they can attend if they want to learn more about the budget. So I will just share my computer, but really broadly, it has the Board of Selectmen budget workshop meetings on it, the Board of Education budget presentation and their workshops. And then for the Finance Committee, it'll include our capital meetings, one of which has already happened. Our budget presentation from the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen, our budget deliberation meetings, our public hearing meetings, and our public deliberation meetings that follow the public hearing, and then the public referendum date. Obviously, we have meetings after the public referendum if the first one fails, but we won't know that until after that happens, so those dates would not be included in this. Yeah, hold on, let me zoom in because nobody's going to be able to see that except for me.
Mm-hmm.
You can scroll. Yeah, people can scroll.
Touch screen or no?
No, it's not touch screen. I'm not that fancy.
The other thing too is you could send that out as long as we don't all do reply all and have a discussion with you about it. We can send individual comments back to you.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, we can send that out too.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, this was a, the Board of Selectmen was going to share it out, like print it for the town hall and the library and the senior center.
That's great. Thank you for doing
that. Did you see it? Nope, not yet.
So
thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's all I've got so far for communications. I don't know if anybody else has it.
No, I like that. I was kind of talking around, and there's a lot of people who, you know, really aren't aware of a lot of the things that were kind of
generally
so,
are.
So, you know, I was talking about, about town hall. I got a lot of like, what's that about? Yeah. Okay. So, I think just getting more feedback and public opinion would be.
I've been losing it for a while.
The next thing is set the town meeting and you work backwards.
Because it's last minute people.
I didn't know about the budget. Referendum to work backwards.
Yeah, because all the dates are required.
Yeah.
The key dates are required in the town charter anyway.
You work backwards.
So we can work backwards from the public hearing, which has to be at a certain time,
right.
Which means the budget has to be ready before then for us to present.
Don't bring it.
Touch it. So that's what I tried, and then bad things
up and
happened.
Down, up and down.
That's it looks good. We just need to, like you said, fill in those TBDs.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know, not your fault.
And even I've been trying to post one-offs on social media. So I shared about the Kappa meeting the day before the Kappa meeting. I shared about Board of Selectmen first budget meeting the day before the budget, and I promised folks I would come out with a full calendar. So I need to come out with a full calendar.
Yes. And then the other thing too that we had talked about was, you know, having some sort of a plan from the selectmen too, correct?
Huh? Some sort of, oh, you mean in terms of the budget presentation?
In terms of the budget presentation, some sort of plan explaining just where the monies were going and why, and what was the purpose of all of it, just similar to what the Board of Ed does.
When they do the presentation,
yes,
to us, the final, that's the final presentation. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to have that conversation at the Board of
right.
Selectmen.
Yeah. Yeah, because as I said last year, we just got a spreadsheet, which was good for having detailed information, but you lost the forest for the trees. And again, it's purely to help you folks make a good case, you know, with the public. Any other questions on communication? Because I know we've kind of beat this to death. And if we feel we need a subcommittee meeting again on it, we can always do so. Then shall we go on to the tax up to the tax issue update? So, Jill, I think this is, we turn it over to you for this one. Jill.
I'm trying. So I will bring up what Lori has come up with.
Okay.
It's kind of, but let me just bring it up. Give me a second.
And what we're focusing on with the tax issue now is really just, you know, making sure that all the payments are going out, that they're accounted for, who's getting paid by check, who's getting a tax credit and so forth, so that we know what liabilities there are when we start getting into planning the budget.
So Lori has a couple spreadsheets with information regarding what's going on for credit and what is has been paid and what was applied to other taxes for real estate, and then another whole different spreadsheet for personal property. So I'm going to bring you to the bottom of the sheet just so you can get the totals. Now, let me freeze the top if I can so the columns stay.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, home tab. Or view.
Go to view.
Yep, I'm trying.
And then free, well, yep, free stop line.
So.
There you go. And the number is?
So.
That's useful.
So you have the credit refunded. This is just for real estate now. There's another number for personal property too. So with adjustments, we had some checks that had to be voided because they couldn't cash them or for different reasons. So the bottom line is the $620,429.61 so far. I think we had another check that actually had to be voided this week. And then we have what was rolled over to credit for next year, which is a moving target right now because people are still coming in and saying, oh, wait a minute, well, I want to pay my supplemental tax. So that's still a moving target right now. But so that's 372,830.17. And then Jill, we also have
include the $3,000 that we just approved on Tuesday.
I don't think so. No, it doesn't, because that came in after. Yep. So again, that's why I say it's a moving target, because people are still sending in sheets and they're still sending in sheets and still coming in saying they want to pay their motor vehicle tax.
And it is, and Jill and I have talked about it, at a certain point, we're probably going to need the selectmen, if they're the appropriate people, to say that there's a freeze on when any further disbursements are going to be made, so that we know what the number is we're working on for the budget, you know, what our liability is.
Well, I don't necessarily think that we're going to do a formal freeze. We're just going to have to, the board is going to have to say, okay, this is the number that we're going to use forward, because at that point I think that we're going to have less and less people that are going to be requesting a refund by that time, but at some point in time we have to say, okay, this is the number that we're going to use for a credit on our taxes for
we've talked this over, and I don't think legally we can ever say there's a date time we're going to stop, right? Because if we owe money, they can ask for their money,
correct,
and we have no right to deny them that,
right? We just have to, well, the board has to say, okay, this is the number we're going to use. And we can, because we can adjust as we move through the budget process. We can internally adjust. We can't put it on any paperwork, but we can say, okay, we know that the number changed because someone else asked for another, you know, check.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I'm just going to just ask a question. So we come to the end of the fiscal year, and we set the new mill rate, and the new mill rate takes into account what the liability was of people who, you know, wanted their money applied as a tax refund. So when we do those new tax bills, then you're effectively giving them the money back. So that's when it all ends.
Yeah, it locks it.
It doesn't go forever. I'm just saying there is a
there is an end to it.
Whether you vote an end to it or not, there is an end, because
you're getting it back in one.
If you're still, you or your estate is still there and a place to collect this, then you will get it either as a, you know, a check or as a, you know, reduction in your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Wanted to clarify that just so you're just aware that it doesn't go forever.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It ends basically when the new tax bills go out.
And so can you quickly do a percentage for how many people requested the payout?
I can't. No, I don't have, well, but this isn't all the information. I don't have that.
Oh no, I know. I was just gonna do the 620 divided by the 1 million.
Well, this isn't this. There's a whole nother spreadsheet with personal.
Oh, that's right. This isn't the whole thing.
Correct. So the other one. No, that's not it. All right, 1 second.
So this looks like this is approximately 2/3 of the a little less than 2/3 of the the total for real estate have gotten paid back.
But you also have to take into consideration some taxes were then applied to this year's too. So that's not, you can't just take that number and say that's it, because there's other that were applied to taxes in this year.
Got it.
Yeah.
So what you're looking for. Yeah. So it depends on what you're looking for as far as that's concerned. Let me see. We'll go. So what was refunded for personal property was $27,030.80.
Okay.
It's definitely a smaller amount compared to real estate.
Yep.
And then you have the other numbers. Not as much was used to apply to other taxes. But again, it's right now it's still moving. It's a moving target.
Any other questions for anything else, Jill, to add? Or
that's all that I have. Lori knows far more than I do as far as this spreadsheet's concerned. This was her, Lori created this.
Yep.
So then,
we appreciate the work.
Okay. Thank you. So then I'm going to ask the question again. So I was extremely embarrassed by this, as were all members of the Finance Committee, you know, with this issue, as well as our selectmen. And I will just tell you, I will not sign off on anything related to the grand list until I can see that something has been done to verify that it was downloaded properly, that what was downloaded from Vision matches what's up in Vision. And then I would like to make sure that before the tax bills go out, that again, we have some verification to our satisfaction that what was in Vision got loaded then into QDS properly. And I just really think that before anything goes to the state, before our first selectman puts his name on it, that we do need to have some sort of internal review to make sure this was done properly. And my first thought would be that it should be, you know, first selectman and Jill and Jim, you know, the town administrator, and I have to, you know, have some hard evidence from the tax, you know, from the assessor of what steps she took to make sure that this data is all good. I'm just very uncomfortable with it.
So I don't think this is going to be a problem again until the revaluation year, because I don't think we do an export import until that happens again. I think all the changes are manual. Is that not, do you know if that's accurate, Jim?
I'm not 100% sure. Right. Well, there are corrections that happen on a regular basis, and those are entered, I think, manually. Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if there's a download that happens at any interval.
But because we're in a year of correction, though, I still think it would probably be.
I just feel it would be prudent to make sure we have a process that works before we get to the point where you're gonna have this mess again. It's just something we should be doing. So, you know, and if there's a download, you know, you do a random sample, for example, of say a couple hundred records of what you downloaded and what's up there, do they match?
So I can tell you, Mr. Chairman, that we did, you know, at the direction of the Board of Selectmen, they asked us. The Board of Selectmen is responsible for setting policy, but at their direction earlier this week, I met with key members of the staff, and we've come up with several steps to address your concerns, which we're going to be turning into draft policies and turning over to the Board of Selectmen for their review and hopefully their approval, so that those become, you know, departmental policies and procedures.
Okay. And just the reason I also bring it up is because typically it's around in March that we start having to take a look at the, you know, we're waiting for the grand list to appear. And so that's why it's not that far away. It's really
That's why we met now.
Yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I don't want this to happen again. And I know other folks don't, but I just want to make sure that we're aware of it and it's on the front burner as we approach that time. Okay. Any questions? Thoughts? Rachel, go ahead.
Do we or will we have an accounting for the total money spent on the error? And will that be shared with the public?
To fix the error, you mean?
Correct. What? Extra hours from staff, like overtime?
No, I can't imagine that. I can't even tell you how many hours I spent on this. I would say probably not. I don't even think Lori could tell you how many hours.
But like postage, I saw postage.
We did have the real cost. Well, yeah, the postage
we didn't
envelopes.
I don't know. After we stuffed them in our office, they went over to Jim's. I don't think they probably checked the meter before when they started and when they ended. We can just assume a certain amount for the envelopes, but I don't know if there is an exact accounting of it.
So when people do this work on this, if it's above and beyond their other time, do they get comp time in return? Do they get, what do they get if they worked extra hours on this? I know it involves
union. It depends on the individual.
Yeah.
Myself, I got comp time. My other staff members of my department received overtime. Lori worked several weekends and she got comp time.
So comp time isn't an extra cost to the town in true dollars, right? It's
correct.
Potential less productivity, right? Because you get comp time to make up for it. That could go towards other things.
Opportunity cost.
Yeah, but the overtime would be a true cost that's not built into the budget necessarily.
Right, but I can tell you that I get no comp time and no overtime.
So again, when you deal with, what I'm just saying is it still winds up with, there were other things we could have been doing. So it's effective.
Correct.
It's lost time that could have been put to other uses, and it's unnecessary loss.
And ultimately we can't go over budget because of it, right? So the money comes from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Correct. Unfortunately.
Yeah. So again, it's
there are no additional funds that were redistributed. Right. Everything came out of everyone's operating budget. The only additional cost was a transfer because of
the postage.
You just looked at one of those costs, which was a transfer within budget to cover postage. And I think, Jill was running low on funds the finance department was running low on funds for the supplies, so we bought some of the supplies that they needed out of the administration budget.
Because the checks that we did just for the refund is how many checks we put out in a year. There was no way that my budget could handle that. Yeah. There's no way. And that's just checks. And we also have the envelopes and that type of thing. So there was no way. And so Jim and I had a conversation. And it did come out of the administration budget for supplies because there was just no way that I could handle that.
Yeah, her budget couldn't absorb it.
No way.
Yeah. So I guess the point of the question is because we have a set budget to work within, we wind up moving monies from one account to another to cover this. So the total amount expended doesn't change, but you can also look at it from that money might possibly be used for something
else
more productive than fixing a mistake like this.
Correct.
Does that answer the question?
I think I heard no, there will not be
you are correct.
For the error, the total amount of cost. Thank you.
Yes. So then, any other discussion on this? And seeing nobody, then we can move on to new business and the budget calendar. And I don't know how much there is to discuss.
So, at this Ross, point. I didn't set up any dates or anything because I didn't know how the board wanted to go forward. I know in years past, we were doing like twice a week and every week. And so I don't think that we really need to do that anymore since we have the boards that are combined.
Yeah, I think we reduced the number of meetings, you know, for last year. So, so we could probably start with that one and just, you know, adjust the dates appropriately.
Well, so you want me to look back at what we did last year and then come up with a calendar?
I mean, we really can't afford to wait until the next meeting.
Well, you can't do anything until March 15th.
Can we add it to the CAPA?
That's what I'm saying. Sure, we can. We add it to the CAPA budget, which is next week.
As long as we do it before the meeting. Yeah.
Yeah. We can just add it as an item.
Yeah, right. Let's do that. Because we're all
going to get we can all get a look at it and we can monitor.
So you'll have to work with Board of Ed and Jim to figure out when they would be ready to do their presentations, right?
You don't get presented the budget until March 15th. That's by law the date you do it.
That's the date.
So it's after that.
So it's like I said, we'll go by last year's with updates too.
Yeah.
And then we can take a look at that at our next meeting, the CAPA meeting.
That'd be good.
We got to find a better name for that because it's really
capital budget.
It's a special meeting of the finance committee to discuss the capital budget.
The long way.
Because the other way, it used to be hosted by the selectmen, and now it's under the new way we do it. It's under this because the selectmen and the school are here.
I have put it in capital budget.
Budget.
But by the time I put this out, the capital budget meetings will have happened. So
we'll still doesn't hurt to let them know.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
I'll keep announcing them one off.
We'll get it. It's going
to
catch on.
We've really got to try and get this all solidified prior to December. That would be great.
Basically, Jill will work on this and any help you need, Jill, you know where to find me and we can get this on the budget, on the agenda for next week on the capital budget.
I can do that.
All right.
Budget transfer.
So then let's do the budget transfer and then we can be done with this stuff.
I'll make a motion that we transfer $1,500 from the category payroll to the category official admin services from the finance committee budget.
Second.
Do we have any questions or discussion? And this is no change at all into the amount being spent. It's really just to reflect that we are now paying our clerks as contractors essentially instead of as town employees. And we did leave, I think, Jill, was it $225?
Correct.
Just in case we do have a clerk who's a member who is, you know, in Connecticut that we would use to cover for Mary.
Correct. So this will have to go forward to the Board of Selectmen to be approved now.
Yep.
It's under two, then I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's 2.25. And it's something else we're doing with inland wetlands too as well. Because everybody is doing it because this is how we're doing it as a town.
You're so changing it, yeah.
So it's just no change.
If you just submit the form to me, Ross, I can sign off on it.
Yeah, I have it here. I'll put it on your door.
Thanks.
So before we jump the gun here, let's have a vote on this thing because I'm seeing no further discussion. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstentions, nays, passes by all voting members present. Have a motion to adjourn.
So moved, sir.
Then we have a motion to move and a second by Ashley, and we are done at 8:44.
Very good, sir.
Just to be clear, our next meeting is not February 20th. It's next Wednesday.
Much more so.
Happily. Yes, that's the
finance committee.
Regular meeting versus special.
I just wanted people to know.
All right.
Next week.
I'm ending this.
Okay, so there's no meeting.